Although for much of the world around us, Christmas songs began the day after Halloween and came to a screeching halt the day after Christmas, for us in the church, we continue to celebrate the Christmas season, which merely began on Christmas Day, and will continue through next Sunday when we celebrate our Lord's baptism. Today, we have the great joy of celebrating another very significant Christmas mystery, that of the Epiphany, traditionally celebrated on January the 6th, but we move it to Sunday. This moment when the Magi from the East came to offer their worship to the newborn king. And it's a very significant day because the Magi were not of the Jewish people. They were Gentiles. And their arrival in Bethlehem signals the fact that Jesus has come not only as Messiah of the Jewish people, but as Savior of the whole world, all the nations. Good news for any of us who are not descendants of Abraham, that Jesus is the Savior of all. Certainly one of the central aspects of our observance of Christmas is that of exchanging gifts. And while we sometimes rightly lament how commercialized the celebration of Christmas has become, as if these new toys and trinkets overshadow the reality of Christmas, the birth of Jesus. Nonetheless, today's feast reminds us that gift-giving is, in fact, a very appropriate way to celebrate Christmas, because we see the Magi, when they arrive in Bethlehem, what do they do but offer gifts to Jesus? These three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which each of them reveals something of who Jesus is for us. The gold speaks to royalty because Jesus is the king. He is our king, the king of the world. The frankincense was used in worship. We're familiar with incense that we use at times here at Mass, signifying that Jesus is, in fact, God in the flesh, God with us, Emmanuel. And myrrh was a burial ointment at the very birth of Jesus, already pointing to his death, by which he would save the world, by which he would save us from sin and death. Christ, our King, who is God in the flesh, who will be sacrificed for us. These three gifts revealing this about the Lord. In another way, these three gifts also reveal who you and I are called to be for Christ. Gold, of course, reflects the light, doesn't it? We see that in the gold vessels that are used here in the Mass. A symbol of our minds that are meant to reflect the wisdom, the light that Christ came to teach. Our minds. Frankincense, that symbol of prayer and adoration, tells us that our hearts too are made for Jesus. That we are called to offer our own prayer and adoration of him throughout our lives. And that myrrh that was used for bodily anointing reminds us that our bodies too are good. And are meant to be used for the glory of God. Mind, heart, body, the whole of our being is meant to become a gift given to the Lord. You see, when it comes down to it, the incarnation of Jesus, God with us in the flesh, speaks to us about this ultimate exchange of gifts that God desires. He gives himself to us in love. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And what he desires is, in return, our giving of ourselves back to him. The gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, these physical gifts, are merely symbols of this gift of self, this union between God and us that the Lord desires to bring about through the incarnation of his Son. This ultimately is the purpose of our lives. This is our greatest fulfillment, this union between us and God. That is what heaven will be. That is what will make us perfectly happy. When we come here to Holy Mass each week, each day even, we are invited to enter into this exchange of gifts. Very much at the heart of the Mass is this idea of gift. The Lord has given us all of creation as a gift. And from those gifts of creation, we present to Him here the gifts of bread and wine. And He receives that gift and returns to us an infinitely greater gift, the true presence of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, the bread and the wine transubstantiated into the very body and blood of Christ, given back to us, placed in our hands. And then again, we offer that now infinitely perfect gift to the Father. If you listen to the words of the Eucharistic prayer, this is what we're doing. We're saying, Lord, we offer back to You Your own Son, who You have made present on our altar. And then, never to be outdone in generosity, God gives that gift back to us again in Holy Communion, that beautiful, intimate moment of union with God. This exchange of gifts back and forth, this invitation into that Holy Communion the Lord desires to have with each of us. Today, as we're privileged to be present here or to unite ourselves spiritually from afar, let's ask our Lord for the grace to make the gift to Him that He most desires, that of our whole being, placed on this altar with the bread and the wine, so that in receiving that gift back from Him transformed, we might be instruments of the love of God in the world throughout this coming week. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.